Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey you guys, it's the Koi Pond and I am back in the studio. The studio is beautiful.
Oh my god,
it's so gorgeous. Thank you so much, Isaac.
Anytime, bud.
Man, you killed it. Dre,
yeah,
like seriously,
I don't know what to say either. It's amazing.
Your friend, what was your friend's name?
Tony Pizza,
man. Holy shit, bro.
He's the number one podcast set designer in the world.
Well, obviously.
Really, yeah.
Obviously, because no, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, he did Tim Dillon and all the neon sign for Tim Dillon and a couple other guys.
I'm still in awe with this one.
No, it's crazy.
Is gorgeous.
I can't wait for people to see it.
Yeah, man, for real. Look, I'm back on tour.
Yeah.
It's
how you feel? How you feel about that?
There's huge adjustments, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, and it's, and I get it. I don't want it to be the norm.
Yeah.
You know, I want us to get outside of this, whatever it is that we're
soon enough.
Oh God, I just want it done. Like mentally I'm just like exhausted. You know what I mean? And I think we all are. Yeah. And it's just like, oh God, dude. And
what's the biggest adjustment? Like, is it
People's faces covered.
Yeah.
You know, the most important element is laughter.
Yeah, that's important.
And seeing who is laughing.
Not a comedy show, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just imagine, I never liked it when people laughed and covered their faces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When they do, you know, because they're scared of showing their teeth or something. Like, now everyone's covering their faces. You know what I mean? It's like,
And as a comic, you want that feedback.
I want to see your face distort.
Yeah.
I want to see
your. That's how you know. Like, I got you.
Yeah. I love ugly face laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my favorite. The uglier you get, the better. Especially with, like, when a woman just lets go.
Right.
You know, like she got ready all night.
Yeah.
Got the best makeup on. Got the best outfit on, and then that one joke just
broke her all.
Just
up.
Ruined her face, and I love it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I also love that she's comfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Because there's a lot of people that just don't like to laugh in public.
No, I was like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like that for a long time.
It's a mental thing?
Well, it's because I didn't, I didn't have these.
Oh, when did you get those? Hmm? When did you get those? You got Invisalign?
Yeah.
Were your teeth crooked? I've always thought your teeth were straight.
They were spaced.
They were spaced!
Yeah.
Trey, I forgot all about that.
Don't even remember now, huh?
No.
Yeah. That's with the pandemic bettering myself. No.
So you got it during the pandemic?
So I used to, like, the hand over the mouth laugh. I like that. I just do that all the time.
Wow.
You didn't notice that?
No.
Yeah. So I understand why people have
that. That was your look, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was your teeth were your look. So it wasn't like I looked at, like, they weren't bad, though.
No.
Like, mine were bad. Like, I had a short tooth. So, like, if I didn't smile fully, you didn't see it. So, it just looked like a gap. You know, like, it looked like it fell out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had my bottom tooth, which was, like, facing towards my tonsil because it was growing backwards. It was, like, I had some bad teeth. They were all dark yellow.
Yeah.
Like, all dark yellow. Some were, like, grayish brown. It was just
that's a huge deal for people, though, man.
Yeah,
because it's the first it's your introduction to people, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man, those are important.
Yeah, because
glasses and teeth are important features on your face
because you want to smile.
Yeah,
you want to smile, you want to present yourself as like a personable person.
Yeah,
and if you're not comfortable, then you know,
there's people that don't give a fuck about their teeth.
Oh, it's crazy.
And I'm like, you don't want to fix that just that one right there, the one that's just slightly turned a little.
Oh, I thought you meant there's people that don't give a fuck.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And they just smile all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying, though.
big smiles.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they don't give a fuck. And they're huge smile. And I'm just like, well, you know, It's an eye catcher. I'm looking at it every time you smile big like that. It goes right to that dark grayish tooth off to the left.
Yeah,
that's holding a little bread. Look, soft bread. You don't want to. Yeah. You ever see that? Where it's like that's supposed to be a dark line right there, the separation for the other tooth, but now you've got bread.
Right.
It's like spackle. I don't understand people that don't floss.
I mean, some people can't afford to
floss.
Some people can't afford to get things done, but you can't afford to floss. Yes.
Everyone should afford to floss. Sure,
absolutely.
Floss is the reason why your breath stinks. Stop spending $5 on mouthwash and go grab yourself some floss for 99 cents. Because that's the root of your stank.
No pun intended.
And I'm not trying to be mean. It's just true.
Yeah.
I saw someone smile one time. And I'm not going to say his name because he's a friend. Mm-hmm. But he smiled. And I saw meat.
That's not.
I saw meat.
Fresh or been there a while?
Probably for a minute.
Yeah.
Just like one of those molar smiles where you see the molar and I was just like, that's a little bit of meat right there. and it's stinking.
It's mid-afternoon.
Where'd that
come from?
Yeah. What sandwich did you eat?
How long has that been around?
When was the last time you had a French dip?
Yeah.
Right? When was the last time you had a French dip?
With the au jus sauce. Yeah.
Remember that one time where you were like, oh, this piece is a little tough.
Yeah.
You didn't swallow that.
Yeah.
It's still in there.
Or you could just pick it out with a floss.
Out, bro. Yeah.
I've become obsessed with floss.
Sure. I'm obsessed, and I don't even have real teeth. Did you know you can go below the gum line?
Yeah.
I go all, and you can like scrape the root.
You can really get in
people
there.
People don't know that you can do that.
No, you can get in there.
You can get in there. You can make a turn underneath the gums.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that and pull out a poppy seed? I have.
Yeah.
Ugh. The one thing I love about the dentist is it is so painful,
mm-hmm.
but damn, it feels good when you're done.
Feels so good.
When they do the general cleaning, I'm in heaven. I'm in hell when I'm laying down.
Yeah.
But man, when I get up, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. My dentist is that I've had for the last year and a half. She is a menace to society. But when I leave, I know that she did the right thing by me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. She really got in there.
Yeah.
She got it.
She took care of me. But I think she enjoys it.
They always enjoy it.
Yeah.
and I know this is kind of like a joke that everyone's always said, but it's very true. They do talk shit. Mm. Like mine always says something.
Yeah.
When my gums bleed, she's like, oh, looks like someone's not flossing me. Yeah. I'm like, hey, bitch. Yeah. I did it.
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah.
I got the teeth that needed the floss and I neglected the ones up front. Sorry.
Someone's being irresponsible.
Yeah, someone's being irresponsible because your teeth wouldn't be acting like that. So they're responding to something that they're not familiar with. Like, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
But I do love it. When we're done, I'm like, oh, that was beautiful.
I used to hate the dentist. Let me tell you why.
Why?
When I grew up, we were, we were poor, obviously. We were on welfare, so we had medical coupons.
Yeah.
We called them coupons.
Oh yeah. Well, aren't they called? I thought they were called coupons.
I think they're called coupons, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, is this one of those Mandela effects? Is this a Mandela effect?
Isaac, coupon or coupon?
What do you say, Isaac?
When I grew up, I said coupon.
Yeah.
I say coupon now.
What? I could have sworn on TV people used to say coupons.
Coupon.
This is a Mandela effect. I know it for a fact.
We got medical coupons.
Uh-huh.
So my mom... Okay, let me give you some backstory. So if you don't use those by the end of the month, you lose them.
Yeah.
It's not like they don't carry over to the next month.
Oh, that sucks.
So guess...
What kind of stingy shit is that?
So guess where we were every month.
Where?
The fucking dentist. Because she would just have to use them.
No.
Oh. And the dentist in the 70s and 80s?
Yeah, they were wrong.
With that equipment?
Yeah,
their equipment
was bad. It was like gas. It was like gas operated.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
It was horrible.
Yeah.
And so by the time I got older, I hated, most people hate going to the dentist, but I really just couldn't deal with that kind of torture anymore. It was like a Saw movie, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Every time you went, so I didn't go for a long time.
I'm telling you, Dre, I thought I was going to die the other day when I needed two fucking root canals.
Oh, no.
And I was eating at California Pizza Kitchen, and I just looked at Joe and I go, I got to go to the dentist right now. It feels like there's a drill going through my brain right now.
Damn.
It was so bad, bro. Yeah. I was in so much pain. Anyways, I don't know why I told you that, but that's what happens when you neglect your teeth.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. So.
And I knew it. I knew something was going on with that tooth, but you know how you just keep ignoring it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So anybody out there listening, man, get to the dentist.
Get to the dentist is your friend.
Yeah.
It's your honest friend.
Your honest friend. They are
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's your honest friend. He's not getting... All the other doctors, they kind of lie to you. They get kickback on certain pharmas. Certain pharmacies give them some kickback if they prescribe certain medicines to some kind of ailment that you're having, but they're not really going down and getting it. They're just kind of like patching it up. Patch Adams, I like to say.
Yeah.
But the dentist can't bullshit
you. They don't bullshit you, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
He's like, your tooth is rotten.
I never thought about
that. That stank is coming from the back of your throat. And I'm going to take this metal drill, and I'm going to gut it out.
Yep.
I'm going to replace it with cement or mercury. Whose idea was it to stick mercury in a tooth?
I have no clue.
What is that shit?
I still have two that I got to get removed. Dude, have you got all yours removed?
Bro,
all this.
I got it all taken out and replaced with white, which was, it should have been a whole time.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to replace a black cavity with black filling? Now, it's like you tell people like, yeah, I had a cavity. And then you smile and they're like, oh, shit, you still got it? Like, no. It's a filling. Those are fillings.
Yeah, you open your mouth wide and there's like silver throughout your mouth. People are like, what the fuck?
Silver? I see black. Mine were black.
I think it's silver. Did it turn black?
I think it turned black.
Yeah. That's
gross. Here's my thing. And tell me, because, I'm not dating anymore. Mm-hmm. I have a lady, but.
Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations.
And she's got great teeth. But when I used to date, right, and like if I made her laugh, this is just me. Don't get mad. I don't want anyone to get mad at me. Please. This is my truth.
Okay.
Everyone has what they like.
Preference.
Preferences.
Yes. Yes. You're not shaming.
I'm not shaming anyone.
It's just your preference.
But if a girl laughed really hard and she laughed real big and tilted her head back where I can see the top teeth too.
Yeah.
And there was like about six or seven of those black dots in there.
Yeah. Date's over.
It's just kind of hard to keep moving forward. Yeah. Does that mean?
Do you finish the night, though? I mean, there's like,
nope.
No, you call it early night.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean,
maybe
do you just maneuver an early night?
I maneuver around.
You manipulate.
Like, yeah.
My phone's going off. I got
teeth hygiene.
I have an interview.
Yeah. Stop eating chocolate. Stop eating candies.
Oh, you put it in the conversation.
No, I don't. I'm exaggerating right now. I don't say anything. Let's just say, yeah, I'll probably date them.
Yeah.
But in the back of my mind, I'm just like, it's such a turnoff for me.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Oh boy.
If you're dating someone,
yeah,
and you go outside and she, this was in the 90s, so don't judge me.
Yeah.
She's smoking a cigarette. She lights the cigarette with a match.
Yeah.
Puts said match out on her tongue. On her tongue.
What?
Do you end the date? Do you?
Yeah, and you run for your life.
No.
That's a demon. Like,
really?
What are you?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you do that?
I don't know. I wanted to ask.
Well, but I mean, did they introduce that first? Did they like, hey, you want to see something cool that I can do? Or they just did it as if everyone else did it?
They just did it. But I asked her. I did ask her.
Like, why you did that?
Why did you do that?
And then what did she say?
I like the taste of sulfur.
No.
Swear to God.
Okay, don't get mad at me when I say this. Was this person smoking crack at the time.
It's very possible. It's possible.
You were not aware. Oh man, that's bad. Smokers, I can't.
Yeah, I know.
I can't date a smoker.
Yeah, there's not many left.
Yeah, Isaac, do you smoke?
I just quit about 6 months ago. I'm on the vape now.
Congrats, man.
That means yes.
Yeah.
Smoke. No, my lady made me quit.
Oh, why? Let me find out why.
Yeah.
Your clothes stink.
It was a deal breaker. She was like, yeah, I was already quitting, and she was like, if I catch you smoking a cigarette, it's over.
Good for her.
Yeah. I'll show you a picture. It's worth it.
Yeah. It is worth it. Well, yeah, you don't even have to show me a picture. It is worth it for your health.
It's worth it for sure.
And not only that, yeah, she's a keeper.
Well, she made me cut my mullet off too.
She did.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. She did.
No mullet, no cigarettes.
No mullet, no cigarettes.
That's awesome. She just came in and cleaned the house.
Welcome to 2021.
Yeah. By the way, your new name is. I got rest of the other letters. Is kind of futuristic and cool.
What Congratulations, else? Though, man.
Yeah, congrats.
Appreciate that.
I'm telling you, man, the smell that people have when they smoke.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah, you used to smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just such a stank smell. Your clothes would smell like it. You hang it in the closet, it never aired out.
Yeah.
I used to hate it because my friend was a smoker and he always had like cool clothes. Right?
And then you
take a shower and you're like, yo, can I borrow your jacket? And you're like, yeah. And you put it on like, can I not wear this? What is this? A filter?
Yeah.
Oh. What was it about nicotine that you were so attracted to?
It's cool, man.
It was cool? It's cool, man. Is that what it was? Did it give you a high?
I think it's, yeah. Well, the first cigarette you smoke, sure.
But you never got after that.
You're just chasing, just like anything else.
Were you one of those guys? Oh, these are the people that annoyed the shit. These people right here, I can't hang out with. I cannot. And when I'm at a restaurant and I see these people do this, I hate them.
What are they doing?
Like, I hate on them while I'm eating my food. When you're with a group of six and two have to. After they just ate, they have a cigarette and they have to go outside with someone else.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's three.
Yeah.
And then you leave your party of three by themselves in the booth. So you guys can go smoke because you have to smoke after dinner. There's just something about I need to smoke after I eat my steak. It's like, shut. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. It's so fake. That is more of a social thing than it is you have to have it. It's more.
It's psychological, though. It's a psychological addiction.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Addictions are weird. Like it in is. That way.
Addictions are weird.
In that way, yeah.
Was smoking your only addiction? Were you addicted to anything else? Alcohol?
Nothing I want to talk about.
Oh yeah, we should talk about that. How about happy? How about fun addiction? Like shoes.
Shoes.
Addicted to shoes.
I'm still addicted to shoes.
I think shoe culture is dead.
Yeah.
But it's dead, and the reason why is the oversaturation.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you're not part of that cool thing. Like, when I was doing it, you know, I've always been a shoe head. But, like, when I was doing it, it was hard to get those shoes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I would go to conventions. I would go to, like, you know what I mean? I'd people waiting in line for them. Like, I was doing all that, like.
It's the same phenomenon that me and Misty were just talking about with music.
Yeah.
Music discovery when we were, and I hate sounding like the old nostalgic dude, but
yeah.
Sometimes it's the truth is the truth, right?
Yeah.
Is that music discovery that we had is different than the way they discover music now.
They don't even discover it now.
And it's the same way with the shoe culture. It's
you
know, they shoe don't have culture. To go through, you had to go through that like struggle to get it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just like all these apps and stuff. Like, I'm done, dude. Like, it's so, and now you just see people doing it because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
And now it's just this thing, and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, I get shoes for my own satisfaction. I don't get them to compete with, like, nah. I don't get the new release that comes. I mean, I don't
do all that. Annoying, dude. Like, when I was doing it, you look at all my specials, I'm rocking them J's. You know what I mean? It's just like, we're talking like my first one that was 17 years ago or 16 years ago. Yeah. It's like, come on. And even before that, I was still always that guy rocking those shoes. And I remember being made fun of, you know what I mean? Yeah. I remember like other comics like, oh God, man, grow up with your tennis shoes, bro.
Tennis shoes.
And then all of a sudden it was just like this thing. But I get it.
I was thinking about this the other day. I was in Tacoma, Washington, our hometown. And
yeah.
Went to this, it's not a club, it's just kind of like a bar, like a old, but it's been around forever, right?
Yeah.
And there were older, like older guys in there, like, you know, in their 60s and 70s. And they all dressed like the older guys.
In their 60s and 70s?
70s, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, like, my first question was, where do all these old people come from? But then I remembered that people get old. But, and then I said, well, at what point do you turn into that old person?
Yeah. When do you grab the 650 white New Balances?
When do you go buy that outfit?
Yeah.
When does that happen to people?
When is that transition?
Because I don't see it happening to me.
It'll never happen to me.
I can't see that happening, but I see them and I'm like, okay, that's a new generation of old people.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. By old
people, what I mean is like...
I see what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It's like... In the 90s, we saw those old guys.
Yes.
With the white shoes and the pressed jeans or the khakis with the shirt tucked in. Yeah. Or right? Yeah. Or the pocket t-shirt with stuff in the pocket. No one's supposed to put anything in that pocket.
Right.
Yeah, that guy.
But
my dad.
Exactly.
But now there's a new
generation.
There's a new 50-year-old, 60-year-old guy that's our age that's dressing like that. That's
doing that. And I'm like... How does that happen?
What happened? What are you doing?
Like, you grew up, you saw the same things I did.
Yeah. And I know you said to yourself, I would never dress like that.
That's the option you chose?
Oh, that's so weird.
And don't get me wrong. Old black men, they go to the, because there's a spot.
Yeah.
That they all go to get.
Old black guy shit. And when
I
say
they, I'm... on the cusp of being an old black man.
Yeah.
I'm not. I will not.
Yeah.
Go get that suit.
Which one?
You know what suit I'm talking about. It's a suit.
Yeah.
Slacks, shirt.
Is it a little longer than most?
A little longer, a little baggy.
I know what you're talking about. A little more baggier.
It's the Kings of Comedy look.
It's the Kings of Comedy look. Yeah. That are they still dressing like that?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm
no, because
like,
I saw Steve Harvey on Family Feud, and his suits are
fitted now, like
are beautiful. And I don't think they do that anymore. But that
no, not
that,
those, not him, them.
But that still exists.
That still exists.
Oh God. Oh, that's so bad.
And I'm just like,
that's so bad.
Where did you transition to that? I don't get it.
With the Stacey Adams?
With the Stacey Adams.
Oh. What happened?
That's what I said.
Can I say something, Andre? And I don't want you to get mad at me, man. But
okay. I can't guarantee that I won't. But
Black guys turn into old black guys.
Yeah, they do.
It's crazy.
I know.
I have a couple of friends that are now old black guys.
Weird, right?
And it's kind of freaking me out. I'm not even joking. Like, acting old.
Yeah.
And saying old black guy shit.
I know.
And I'm just like, I'm not going to say the names, but it's just like, bro, I knew you when you were 30.
Yeah.
And you were fun and cool and hip.
Yeah.
When did this happen? When did Sunday church old black guy?
Yeah. They start talking about the barbecue.
For real.
Yeah. That becomes the topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not with that. I'm not with that at all.
Yeah. And they always started off with like, man, my wife and I. Yeah. I mean, we've been through some shit, but I love her. Like, oh, God.
It's real, man. It's real.
wearing old black guy outfits.
That's what I mean. So I'm getting it. I don't know where the transition go. Like, I'm afraid. I'm afraid that I'm gonna wake up one day
and be old black guy
with a baggy suit in my closet. Gemma will do it. She'll wants it.
She wants you to wear the Deion Sanders so bad. With the Falcon red.
She'll do it, man.
Stacey Adam buckle shoe.
She'll do it.
Red fedora.
But that's her vision for me. I know.
She wants it so bad. Oh, she'd be so proud of you. She'd be so proud of you, Andre. Oh my God. We'll be right back with more old black people outfits. Dude, we are back. I don't know, man. It's so funny. How about this one? How about the, because, you know, old black guys got their outfits. How about middle-aged white dude?
Yeah.
What happens there? Where it's just like, do you think it's a mental thing where they just give up?
Yeah.
Where they're just like, fuck it, man. I'm comfortable in khakis.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck. I want flip-flops.
And it's going to be the same shit every day.
Yeah. I want flip-flops. I want the khakis.
Yeah.
And a shitty shirt.
This is what I'm comfortable in.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what it is.
For them, comfort.
It becomes about comfortability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that too, though. I'm a sweat guy. I'm a sweat fanatic.
Yeah.
I keep buying sweats as if the old sweats are bad. They're not.
Yeah. Well, it's a little different because... They're Gucci.
But man, I love sweats.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
I love a drawstring.
Yeah.
I love elastic waist.
Yeah.
I love the feel of cotton or fleece.
Yeah.
It's just, oh. Yeah. I go, you got a sweat outfit. Guess what? You can, when you get home and you're tired, you can just lay down.
Right.
In your sweat outfit.
Yeah.
Put a suit on and try lay down. You're more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You thought you were uncomfortable walking in it? Try laying in it.
Right.
Ugh.
Right. I mean, and now even, you know, try putting on jeans and walking around for 8 hours and see how you feel.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. They've got to be the softest jeans. They've literally got to be sweats.
Yeah.
They got to be sweats.
I got these one pair of jeans and I love them to death, bro. When I wash them and dry them, the best fit ever. The minute I put it on, I think I gave these jeans away already. But like the minute I start walking around, for like an hour, I start to sweat. They start to stretch. Now they're around my asshole.
Yeah.
But you can't even stretch jeans like that with your bare hands when you wanted to. But it takes you 40 minutes to put these tight ass jeans on. Then you go walk around the mall and I'm like, fuck, where's my belt?
Right. And it's super uncomfortable because they're tight around your knees all the way down.
Yes.
They're tight knees down.
Yeah.
And then baggy.
Your ass.
Yeah.
Showy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Clothing makes you act and be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's your uniform. That shit is real. You put a military outfit on anybody, they will start walking around like a soldier.
They'll be straightened up.
They will straighten up.
Yeah.
If you gave a uniform to somebody and it was their job, they become that uniform. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it really does. Like your outfit makes you who you are. Dress for success, right?
Right.
You want to be something? Wear the right outfit.
Dress the part. Yeah.
But then again, Adam Sandler looks like he's homeless. So it's I guess that doesn't make sense. But maybe that's Adam. That's maybe Adam. But for me, it's like dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
Because I love Adam, man. He'll go to a red carpet with Timberlands on, baggy sweats, and a red sweatshirt.
Yeah. His kids used to go to the school that I coach at.
Yeah.
So I'd see him there. And it's funny because he'd get out like he drives like a Cadillac sedan DeVille or something weird.
Nice.
Like a big Cadillac, and then he gets out and he looks like he's ready to play a pickup game.
He does, huh?
Yeah. Always.
He's just got ready. Like cut off sweats.
Yep.
right?
Yeah, he's ready for a game.
He's ready. He's got a ball. He's got two balls. Both in the trunk.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got an indoor and an outdoor. Yeah,
I got next.
He's so funny. I love that guy. That right there is my favorite celebrity of all time.
Cool guy, man.
Oh, yeah. I love him so much. Yeah? You talk to your dad? No? Oh, that's good. That's a good boy. He's a good boy. Is he a good boy, Dad? That's how he's talking to my dad when he met him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. You always do comedy? Yeah? Ah, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, man. Your dad's good. Your dad's here watching you do comedy. That's good. So cool, man. Just love him. One time, Rob Schneider FaceTimed me, right? Uh-huh. And he goes, hey, what's up? I go, hey, what's up, Rob? And he goes, hey, someone wants to say hi to you. Hey, what's up? It's the Sandman. And he calls himself the Sandman. Sandman. What's up, Joe Coy? Man, congratulations on all your success, man. Wow.
That's pretty good,
hey,
man.
Where are you? Where are you right now? Oh, that's good. Good for you. Good for you. That's good. Don't think it doesn't go unnoticed. We see you doing it. That's amazing. And then he goes back to Rob. That was one of those.
That's cool, yeah.
Wow, I was like, that's so cool, man. He's such a great guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you know what my son said to me the other day that I thought was so, like, he's only 18. You know, he's still a kid. You know what I mean?
No, no doubt.
And we were shopping, and by the way, we were both kids because the shopping cart was filled with Doritos. Let me tell you what was in this thing, man. It was Doritos, like every Dorito, Funyuns, Takis. Well, by the way, we went there for water, okay?
Yeah.
And then it was like Nerds. He got Nerds, and then he got, heavy whipping cream.
Nice.
Parmesan cheese because we're going to make fettuccine Alfredo. Then we got... sliced cheese, Kraft sliced cheese, which is awful. It's not even real cheese.
Right.
And then he got, it was just all junk. It was like peanut butter with honey, artisan bread, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sourdough. It was just all this crap. And then oranges. Like underneath.
Oh, yeah.
underneath all this shit. Oranges.
Got to get some vitamin C in the midst of all this.
Hey, healthiest underneath here. Yeah. Hey, you guys, I just want you to know that there's something really healthy down here called oranges. You probably forgot it.
At the bottom of the cart?
Yeah, we're at the bottom. We're underneath cookies and chips.
Dorito, shut the fuck up, oranges.
Hey, man, shut the fuck up. We don't want you. Oh, is that my shopping cart? Oh, that is my shopping cart. That's it.
That's your story from
last. Oh, that's from your
bro,
story.
Bro, it got worse, too. We filled it to the rim.
To the top.
Yeah, pasta.
To the top. Yeah, we got pasta. That's bad for you. Yeah. It was just so ridiculous, man. Oh, look, it's growing. Dude, it was so bad. Oh, look, flavoring for our popcorns.
You got essential water, though. You did.
Yeah, we did get essential water because I want to make sure my pH balance is right.
Yeah, after the Doritos.
Yeah. Oh, we got toilet paper because we're definitely going to shit chips. Look at him. He was contemplating which one to get, so he just got both. Unbelievable. My mouth is watering right now.
So what did he say?
Oh, this is what he said to me. He was like, how did he say it? I want to make sure I say it right. But he was just like, I don't like getting old. Because, and I said to him, I go, I know, that's the worst thing about life, right?
Yeah.
Is that we dwell on the fact that something is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's done now.
Yeah.
And that's what he was getting at.
Right, right.
It's like, wait, school's done.
Yeah.
Yeah, school's done.
Yeah.
You can continue to go to school, but it'll be a different school.
Yeah.
You can go to college if you want to go to college, mm-hmm. but that's a whole new life. And that's where we struggle on. That's what sucks about life, right? It's just like.
That chapter is over. Yeah.
And it is sad.
It is sad.
And instead of getting sad, you should be happy about the next chapter.
You should be. And a lot of people. Not only dwell on that chapter being closed.
They don't grow out of it.
They don't close the chapter.
No, they don't. They stay there.
And that
I know a lot of guys that are like in their 50s and they're still in high school.
Yeah.
And it's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And, but it was just, it was sad because he was like, we were walking and he was like, Sam's going to college. Sam's his one girlfriend, like not girlfriend, but like his lady friend that's, and they kind of grew up together. And he was like, yeah, she's going to Arizona. That's it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to see her for a while. Right. And I'm like, yeah. And then he goes, yeah. And like his best friend, Alex is already in Colorado. He starts school next month.
Right.
He's like, Alex is gone. It sucks, Dad. I'm like, yeah. And then he named another kid that's going to this school. And he's just like, they're all just moving on. Oh, Hannah. Mm-hmm. Hannah is going to LSU.
Nice.
And he's just like, yeah, that's it. Like, I'm kind of sad, too, talking about it. It's just like, you know, they had this surprise party for Hannah. You know what I mean? It was all the St. Mel kids that went to middle school together.
That's cool.
And that's it. Yeah. That's it. That chapter is done.
Yeah.
Middle school is done. Elementary is done.
Mm-hmm.
High school is done. Oh, I'm sad just thinking about it.
Yeah, I mean, the cool part of their generation is that they will be able to, although it won't be the same.
No.
But they'll be able to stay
in contact. They'll be able to contact with each other.
When we left, we left.
Left. Yeah, when you left, you left.
It was done. It was done.
And there were no cell phones.
Yeah, no. You had to write a fucking letter.
You had to write... You had to write a letter. You had to get coins.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure you didn't probably have a phone bill, a phone in your dorm. Right. So you're probably using the public phone.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you were sharing with all the other people in your dorm, right?
Yeah.
That must have sucked.
Yeah.
And then with that, you remember when people would give the public phone number out and it would ring and people would run to that phone?
Everybody's running, thinking it's for them.
You want to hear a crazy story, man? Oh, I wanted to stay on this one. Hold on. What I was telling my son last night is like, you know, it's human. It's human that you're being human, man, because I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I did that trip in Hawaii with all those kids, it took so long for all of them to finally be on this trip.
Yeah.
And it's the last one.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Some of you are going to get their master's, AJ.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like some of you are getting a little older now and might not want to come back. You know what I mean? Right. Because you got a girlfriend now or you got your own life and I got more responsibilities now. So it's like, oh, like I didn't want that. I really didn't want that vacation to end.
Yeah.
Like I remember asking AJ and Isaac, like, you can't go back. Like you got to go now. Right. Like when school start, like we can do a couple more days. Like I was doing that with them. And it's just like one by one was leaving. Xander left. Mm-hmm. And then AJ and Isaac left and Dre left. And then, you know, it was just like, and then it came down just like the core.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of like, that was weird. I guess we should leave now. You know what I mean?
But
instead of like celebrating that moment of how fun that was and talking about it and like, oh, I can't wait to do it. And then getting excited for what's after the vacation. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I was about to go on tour. Like that's what I should be excited about. Yo, the vacation was amazing. God, I love you guys. We got to do this more. Man, I'm back on tour.
Yeah.
But I wasn't, you know, and that's being human, right? It's like we got to learn to do that. We got to learn to be more excited about the future than we than sad about the past.
Yeah. But is it okay to have a moment where you look at that moment and say like, God, man, this was cool, really cool.
Yeah.
And I hate for this to end. Have that moment and then let it go.
Yeah.
Because I think if you have that moment, you're more likely not to like hold on to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool that he's actually going through that phase of like, of understanding like, oh, this shit is really changing.
Yeah.
So he doesn't think like, oh, I can just hang on to this for a couple more years.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. His life has changed.
Yeah.
His friends are gone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he still has his friends here in LA, you know, that he's also very close to. But like, you know, one's got a girlfriend, you know what I mean? And, you know, now they're all 18 and it's like now we got to make decisions like, do we want to move out? You know what I mean?
Right.
We got to get jobs.
What
because
do we want to do with the next chapter? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yo, and you can see it. Like, you can even see it right there, him holding the oranges. It's like, I know he's probably, because we were in conversation right at this moment. But it's like, you know, I know it's. It's probably a crazy screen grab, but like that was his demeanor last night.
Yeah.
You know?
So do you think in this moment he's like, I should probably get these oranges instead of these Takis?
No.
At 18, at this age, I should probably be responsible.
Yeah, but you can see it in his manner, the way, you know what I mean? Like, just like that right there. You can tell that the we're having fun, but like there's this little bit of sadness. Yeah. Like his best friend, he just got off the phone with his best friend in Colorado. Yeah. You know what I mean? Sam's gone now. Hannah's gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's
but he'll find the new thing though.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
I was so excited to get out of high school, but I hated high school.
Yeah.
I did not like it. Yeah. I was depressed. And I wanted to be a comic.
Yeah.
And I was excited. I was excited to go to Vegas. I remember getting settled in Vegas and calling all the comedy clubs because I thought you could just walk on stage. Yeah. I didn't know there was this thing you had to do. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, I didn't know there was a process. Yeah. I thought you were just like, yeah, I was class clown. 1986, 87, 88, you probably heard of me. Here's my yearbook. I thought that was my resume. Here you go, see, class clown. And then most likely to be funny. Like, it's obvious. Like, so where do I?
Where's the stage? Where's the dressing room? Yeah.
Here's the things I don't like backstage, if you don't mind. I didn't even know what a writer was.
But that's the cool part of being young, though. That's being naive like that. That's the coolest part about it.
Yeah.
Because now you get to go and bump your head and figure it out.
Yeah. And now you know where I'm at. And I don't know if you're struggling with this, Dre, mm-hmm. but now I'm 50.
Mm-hmm.
And you're 55.
Whatever. I mean, you know, math isn't your strong suit. It's cool. It's cool.
But now that we're 50, I'm thinking about afterlife.
Yeah.
And it's like my years are coming quicker now.
Yeah.
And I will be 60 pretty soon. Mm-hmm. And 60 is, you know, now it's like grandkid might be around, you know, and now I'm going to be thinking about grandkid and then 70 is not that far away. Yeah. It's like. These 18 years with my son went by like that. So right. Who's to say the next 18 ain't going to be like that?
Oh, they're going even faster.
And it's like, now I'm thinking of that. Now I'm thinking of like, I need to enjoy every second now. It's not even minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they used to, you know, the saying is enjoy every minute of the day. No, now I'm at the point where I'm like, I need to enjoy every second.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
I want to do that. What are you doing? Hey, you guys, let's go out.
I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah, and but what sucked is like the kids. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
Jesus Christ!
Like, I know I got new teeth, but what got me sad in Hawaii is they're all 18 now,
right?
So it's not about like when they were 10, 11. It was like Uncle Joe, can you take us to the market? Oh, this is fun in the Jeep with the roof off.
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey, we're just gonna. Hey, can we? What time's dinner?
Yeah,
and I'm just like.
Yeah.
And I was lonely. There was a couple times where I was lonely.
Oh, because like, they're finding their own
thing. Because they were doing their own thing and they don't want the parent around.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just like, oh, and it's like really settling in, Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Like really like, yo, like they're vanishing.
Yeah.
They're disappearing.
Yeah.
Even though they're right in front of me, they're disappearing. And it's just like, fuck.
Yeah, because they're going to live their own lives.
Yeah. And even in this moment, this vacation that I paid top dollar for. And they owe me a hangout. Yeah. They owe me.
They did. I agree.
They were disappearing in front of me.
Yeah.
Bro, I had this 3-bedroom suite and they didn't want to stay with me.
Yeah.
They were staying with the boys, all of them.
Yeah.
And I was just like, even Dre.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck, Dre?
Yeah.
Like, out of all of them, I thought for sure little Dre was going to stay with me.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers stay with him every night. I was like.
Yeah. They wanted to do hood rat shit. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was this one time. I remember one time little Dre was like, little Dre is Dre's son, by the way. And he's like, he's the eldest, by the way. I think mm-hmm. he's 20, I don't know, 20.
27. Yeah.
He's 27, but he's still a kid. And he's like, he goes, I'll come up. He goes, I'll come with you, Uncle Joe, because they all went to the kids' room.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. It was like right after dinner. We had like the best time at dinner, right? All our dinners were amazing, right? Yeah. They were epic dinners. Yeah. We shut down restaurants.
I watched all the stories.
They were so much fun.
Yeah.
And then they were like, all right, we're going to go to the room, right? They're all going. And then,
oh, man.
And I'm just like, all right, you know, we're going to the ocean tomorrow. Okay. All right. We'll be up. I was like, you better. Now I'm being dad. You better. I'll be pissed. But I'm actually just pissed that they didn't invite me to the room.
Yeah.
And then little Dre goes, He goes, I'll go up with you, Uncle Joe. I'm going to go up with Uncle Joe. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go up. It's so, it's like, it's pathetic. He's being, you know what I mean? He's literally like only doing this because he knows I'm sad. So we're upstairs and we're talking on the balcony, mm-hmm. right? And we're having a great conversation and all that stuff, but I can see it, man. I can see him just like.
Is he itching?
Yeah, go to sleep, Uncle Joe. Go to sleep.
I thought you'd be asleep by now.
And I literally, it got to the point, it was about an hour in. We had some great conversations, Dre and I. And then it was about an hour in, and then all of a sudden I go, all right, I guess I'll go to bed now. He's like, all right, cool, Uncle Joe. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, man. What are you going to do? He was like, I'm going to go down to the boys. I go, you fucking, you wanted to go there the whole time? He goes, yeah, but I wasn't going to leave you like that, Uncle Joe. I go, just leave me next time, man. A fucking pity. Was this a pity rap session?
Oh, he gives me the pity sessions all the time. Oh,
dude.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
He's my favorite. He was fun, man. Yeah, what a loving soul, man. He looked at me one time at dinner, right? And he just goes, I love you, Uncle Joe. I go, I love you too. And he goes, no. Like, I really love you, man.
That's dope.
Yeah, it was so cool.
That's cool.
It was just fun, man. They all got along. They all had their own personalities, and it's just fun to see them grow together. But, man, the cool thing about what I was saying to you before we started this was mm-hmm. The bond that they're gonna have.
Yeah,
it was like the best summer vacation.
Oh man,
because it was about bonding. Like I took their phones away. You know that, right?
Whenever
we did our dinners,
yeah,
phones, give it to Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
Like, no. I want you guys to talk and interact and have fun, get to know each other.
What was cool was that, like, the first weekend back, AJ was like, oh, we're going to lunch with Joe and Joe Torre and Kenny and Dre. And I was like, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
And they were loving it.
Yeah.
Because they
carried over after, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So that's dope, yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to say this because it's funny. Oh, we got to go to break. I'm going to tell you another part of the Hawaii trip, all right? All right. We'll be right back with more Koi Pond. .com. All right, here's another funny part you have to hear, okay?
All right.
Don't get mad.
Okay.
Right. So, you know, I have, you know, there's diversity in my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's Latinos. There's a white guy. Mm-hmm. Just one. And then a lot of halfers,
yeah,
right? A lot of half white, half Filipino. Mm-hmm. And then some half black
mm-hmm.
and native,
mm-hmm.
right? And then black people. And so I have the diversity in the family is just beautiful. Why did they segregate themselves?
I don't know.
You know, in the pictures that we took.
That happens all the time.
When the pictures that we took, you know, I had to pull.
Yeah,
certain kids
and put them together.
Yeah, I'm like, no, we're not doing that.
It happens all the time. It's the weirdest thing, man.
Why every time we go somewhere, you guys break off into separate? Like, okay, we're gonna drive to blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So they all break off into separate cars.
Yeah.
All the black kids go into one Jeep.
Yeah.
All the Asian and. Whatever they are, go right. into that Jeep. And right. then, of course, the parents go into the nerd Jeep. You know what I mean?
That's funny. But it happens all the time.
But I separated them.
It's a natural thing. That's weird. It's weird that it shouldn't be, but it is.
It's so funny. But I understand with the cars. By the way, only for this picture mm-hmm. that they did this.
Oh, really?
Bro, when they hang out, they're hanging out with...
So it was
like Dre's walking with like you know one
Joe,
of the
Joe Torre and
yeah,
Kenny.
No. Oh. Dre would be walking with like Duncan and
oh,
and talking. You know what I mean?
Saying.
And then all of a sudden picture time is like grab it's like
let me go
I'm like, what are you guys doing?
People.
And I knew they were gonna do that. So I remember I grabbed I think I grabbed Dre one time and I pulled him to the side. I go, no, you're gonna stand over here by me.
Yeah.
And I grabbed Joe Torre one time and I grabbed Kenny. I'm like, no, what are you guys doing? I grabbed Duncan, I made him sit by AJ. It's like
I wonder. I don't know, man.
It's so annoying.
It's a natural thing. Yeah, it's weird.
I understand with the car situation.
Why? Why the car?
Because the music.
Don't they all listen to the same music?
No, bro.
No.
Duncan's fucking music is disgusting.
Oh, okay.
Even the kids that were in Duncan's car hated the music. Oh, well, some liked it. It's just that EDM high electronica, just the same beat going on for 40s, no vocals.
Oh, yeah. Migraine music.
Yeah. And that's then, what I call it. And of course, you know, the black side of the family had the black car.
Yeah.
And then the parents' car had the parents' car. You know what I mean? Where there is no music because we should look at the views out the windows. Look at that mountain. You know that's Jurassic Park. They shot Jurassic Park. No one gives a fuck. I'm being serious.
I know. That's why it's so fucking funny. No, no, turn the music down.
No, 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 turn it off. Enjoy this moment. Look at this. You know this is a rainforest, right? Like, this is...
That's funny.
So, yeah, it was so much fun, man. It was one of the greatest family bonding times ever. Like, it was literally... All of them said it was the best vacation ever.
Yeah. I mean, the kids had a ball. They didn't call home once.
They didn't call you once?
Maybe one time.
Yeah. I would go crazy if they didn't call me.
They called, like, one time. Aww. And Gemma, and they didn't call Gemma at all. Gemma was pissed, low key.
Really?
She was like, "Oh, yeah, AJ hasn't called me at all." Aww. Andre texted me once, and I was like, "They're having fun." She was upset. and then the last day, like, you know, because obviously it's about arrangements at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, now they want to call me.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they want to get home safely. Got it. You know, I strongly suggest, and it doesn't have to be lavish vacations. Mm-hmm. You know, I love going to Hawaii, and I want those kids to experience that. It's like I work hard, and I want them to see what hard work gets.
Yeah. All right.
And I also want to give. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's why I work. Like, I'm not. There's no mall in heaven. Like, there's no Hawaii in heaven. There probably is, but I'm just saying, it's like your money is no good.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not to cut you off, but at us at that age, I know myself.
Yeah.
I didn't have a family vacation.
Never. Not once.
Right?
Not ever. I never had a family vacation.
So what you've been able to show them, I mean, because you've done this. This is not the first vacation, by the way. You've done this over the past 6-7 years.
Eight
years.
Yep.
What you've been able to show them is something that they can carry forward.
Yeah.
Seriously. You know what I mean? So, like, you know, we didn't have that. We didn't, we didn't know what the fuck a family vacation felt like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah. So I just got chills from you saying that. Because it's like, that was my ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. It's like, when you and I are gone, this is going to happen. Yeah. They're all going to recreate this moment.
Yeah.
With their kids.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's going to be badass.
Yeah.
It's going to be this group and their kids and all in Hawaii doing things that they used to do when they were kids and just reminiscing and driving around. Man, it was so much fun, man. Yeah. It was so much fun. And that's what I wanted. And it's so cool to see that bond, man. And all I'm saying is you can create those moments, man. Take that time. It doesn't have to be in Hawaii. It doesn't have to be anywhere. Because like I said, we went to Sedona.
Yeah.
And we didn't spend any money, bro.
Right.
It was literally just food. That's it. Yeah. And then we slept somewhere. And they had the time of their lives, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like that.
It's the experience.
It's the experience,
man.
It's the experience of being together.
The experience together. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
And witnessing things for the first time and exposing themselves to new ideas and new people. That's what life is all about, man. And live that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get outside of your box every now and then.
For sure. Absolutely, man.
See how other people eat. See how other people have fun and see where other people live. See how other people live.
It changes your perspective, man. I really traveled for the first time when I was 17 because of basketball. Basketball is what took me there. 18 probably. And so it was my freshman year in college, whatever.
Yeah.
And we played in Hawaii. We played on Hilo, right?
Whoa.
So, to be able to experience that island and experience, you know, and walk around that island, you know, and I spent Christmas Day on Oahu.
Oahu,
Honolulu.
Yeah.
And so, like, I couldn't even say it because I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but, yeah. Vowels are hard.
Yeah.
A lot of vowels.
but you know, I mean, like, we're out snorkeling in the ocean on Christmas Day.
And you probably, your mind was probably blown because you're like, what is this?
I had never.
I'm inside a fish tank?
I had never.
Seriously.
No, because, yeah, I'm seeing, like, all these tropical fish.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Bro, I used to work at the Mirage Hotel. Mm-hmm. Never been to Hawaii. And I remember snorkeling for the first time going, because the Mirage has that huge aquarium behind the front desk. And I remember just looking at all those tropical fish like, oh, yeah, that's the only way I can see it.
Yeah,
through this window. Right. I'll never see that for real. Mm. There's no fucking way I'll be able to see that. You have to go to the sea for that. And I remember I went to Hawaii and someone was like, have you ever snorkeled? I'm like, no. And they're like, bro, you have to.
Yeah.
And I did it and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It was mind blowing.
Yeah. It's crazy. And
I didn't think that existed.
Yeah. So here's the other thing is that the men's and women's basketball team went together.
Yeah. Right?
And so there was a girl she was number one. I think she still is like one of the number one point guards in the country at the time. And she was from Denmark. Spoke barely a word of English.
Yeah.
But she was helping me snorkel, in quotes. Right.
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
And but my point in saying that is that, like, I had that introduction to Hawaii. I had that introduction to somebody from a country that I had never been to.
Yeah.
I got this experience, and those experiences, they shape and reshape how you see the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
you see your world.
You start to understand, like, we don't even have to be able to communicate in words, but we understand each other. You feel me? Like, it's just a different. And so those experiences at that age helped those kids.
Yeah, for sure. Man. Yeah, you guys, that's what you need to do. Enjoy those experiences with these kids and then understand that I know we say this all the time, but life is short. And it is.
It is.
It is, man. Yeah. So enjoy every second, not every minute, every second. Create those memories. Even if you're at dinner together and there's eight of you, get those phones, man. You don't need to be interrupted at eight. If someone is sending you a text at eight, that's not your friend. It's not that important, especially when you have eight people at the table that are family members or good close friends. Just put it in a box, especially family. You know what? Not even friend. Your family, your family, your core family. If you guys are out or whatever it is, take those damn phones away, man.
Yeah.
Stop normalizing that. That's not how you go out and socialize.
Yeah.
I walked by this these two employees, and they're probably just sick of each other, you know? But I walked past these two employees at Macy's yesterday, for real, it was yesterday. I was at the mall, and I walked past these two employees. They both had the same outfit on. They're in front of Earl's sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
and they're both eating a sandwich, facing each other, which means they said, what time are you going to lunch?
Yeah,
they scheduled this.
Yeah.
This is a thing. Like, oh, let's get out. What time's your lunch? Oh, mine's at, I'm going to go with you. Oh, okay, let's go. And then you guys finally meet up. You get your sandwich. You sit there, and you're sitting in front of each other, and they're literally scrolling.
Yeah.
It's like there's no human connection. There's nothing. You're not being present at all.
Right.
That IG is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what month do you want to look at. You want to scroll through February 20th, 2019? You can.
Yeah.
It's still there. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Its database is enormous. You can go whatever day you want to. You don't need to do it today.
Right.
And you definitely don't need to do it during that lunch break hour. Why don't you fucking talk and find out what this person likes and dislikes? You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. What do you like to eat? Have you ever gone anywhere? Hey, you got any suggestions?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Life is, Xander said the best thing. Life, what did he say? Family, oh God, I forgot what he said. I'm going to get this quote from him. But basically he said is life is measured through experiences, right? And and such a cool thing for an 18-year-old boy to say.
For sure, yeah.
And he goes, and this has been the best experience of my life.
That's
and I
dope.
Was like, whoo.
That's dope, man.
We all applauded. Yeah.
Job well done, man.
Job well done. That's what it's all about, man. Do as many experiences as you can in life. Learn about cultures. Learn about life. Learn about anything.
Yeah.
Learn about food. Learn about Dean Del Rey's goddamn dog, Gertie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
everything has a meaning and everything has a definition, man. It's up to you to find out about it. So live life, enjoy life. I love you, Dre.
Love you.
All right, you guys, I'm out.